access to safe abortion information and services. With increasing access to contraceptive information and services during the past decades, the rates of induced abortion have tended to decline. For example, globally the rates of induced abortion declined from 35 per 1,000 women age 15 to 40 for years in 1995, to 29 in 2003. Note reference, 70. However, women will always need access to safe abortion services even if they were contraceptive users. According to the WHO, in 2008 globally 33 million women were estimated to become accidentally pregnant while using the method of contraception. Note reference, 71. Restricting the availability of safe abortion services pushes women to seek unsafe abortion at considerable cost to their health. Nearly 47,000 women were estimated to have died from complications of unsafe abortion in 2008, while 1 million women suffered disability from the same cause. Note reference, 72. Sidebar. Checklist 6. 6.1 Have the location and timing of services, the physical infrastructure and human resources been planned taking into account the special needs of disadvantaged groups, for example those with low literacy, those with physical disabilities, linguistic and ethnic minorities? 6.2 Are there mobile contraceptive outreach services to reach out to underserved populations with the full range of contraceptive services? What proportion of low-income and hard-to-reach population are covered by mobile outreach services? Do they routinely provide the full range of contraceptive services, including long-acting reversible methods? 6.3 Do the country's laws/regulations related to safe abortion services adhere to international human rights law? Which of the protected human rights are violated by the law? 6.4 Are safe abortion services that are within the ambit of the country's law available to all sections of women at affordable costs? Are some groups routinely excluded? 6.5 Are there policy, programmatic and budgetary provisions for making safe abortion services that are within the ambit of the country's law available at the primary health care level? End of sidebar. Support for women's right to accessing safe abortion services may be found in a number of international human rights treaties. Drawing on these, the 2012 WHO Technical and Policy Guidance document on safe abortion calls on governments to remove regulatory, policy and program barriers to safe abortion services, and to abide by the principle that the laws of the land should protect women's health and human rights. The guidance document recommends that safe abortion services be made available starting from primary health care level, with referrals to higher level facilities as appropriate, and that services be affordable to all sections of women including young women and adolescents. Note reference, 73.